the Protagonist's Jazz Party on KRTU 91.7 FM. We've got music by Wham, Michael Jackson, The Police, Sade. Oh my goodness, it's 80s night. It's all coming at you this hour on the Protagonist Jazz Party on KRTU. For now, say hello to the Jazz Protagonists. Jazz Party on 91.7 FM. It's KRTU, and we come to you every Tuesday night.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. From 9 to 10. Darren Cooper on drums there. Greg Norris on bass. Very great. And, yeah, baby. So tonight, are you going ahead with this? It's 80s night.
It's 80s night.
It's 80s night, man. So tonight, we're just going to be doing all songs from the 1980s.
And
hey, man, I'm digging the members-only jacket, man.
Thank you. Hey, man, beautiful bands you got on there.
Thank
loving
you,
them. Sure. Yeah, yeah. We're going to start, I think, with what, in my opinion, is one of the best compositions of the 80s, one of the best pop songs of the 80s, we'll say. And that is the song that was made popular by Wham! called Careless Whisper. Whisper, Careless Whisper, there on 91.7, the Protagonist Jazz Party. Greg Norris over there on string bass.
How do you?
Gary Cooper on drums. Very cool. That was a mallet solo. Those are, what are the padded mallets? What are those called?
Well, I was trying to invoke the 80s by doing the closest thing I could to a mullet. Playing the mallet solo.
Jazz Protagonist on KTU 91.7 FM. We're doing 80s night. That was Careless Whisper. Actually, George Michael wrote that when he was like 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Wrote that as an 18-year-old, but then it didn't get popular until like the, you know, the very first album comes out and has all the songs you wrote when you were a kid on it. And so
it's all downhill after that.
It's all downhill after that. We're gonna do a Sade tune now, and this one is called "Sweetest Taboo." This is the second big hit she had. I was in about 1986, about like this.
Message in a bottle?
Who, what, who, where, what?
Message in a bottle or any police stuff?
Oh, yeah, man. That'd be hip.
Let's do,
Yes.
Walking on the Moon is, like, close enough.
Heck yeah, man. Well, that's an 80s tune, man.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Protagonist Jazz Party on 91.7. It's 80s night with the jazz protagonist, Darren Cooper, Barry Brent, Greg North over there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a jazz party, baby.
Some police, man, walking on the moon. But what key do we do that in? Darren Cooper, Greg Norris, Barry Brake, the jazz protagonists on 91.7 FM. It's the protagonist jazz party, baby, and we're doing 80s night. We heard Police, Walking on the Moon, great kind of seminal song for those of us who kind of hit that age. There's a long-standing tradition in jazz of taking sort of dorky songs from musicals and making them into jazz tunes, to the extent that a lot of tunes we, I think, now associate them as jazz tunes, even though they're originally, you know, Broadway numbers, all that stuff like Embraceable You and stuff like I've Never Been in Love Before. We think of those as kind of jazz tunes, and we expect jazz singers to sing them. No, they were dorky Broadway tunes and dorky songs from musicals till great jazz musicians like Miles Davis and Oscar Peterson and guys like that got a hold of them. The greatest of dorky people. So in that spirit, here's your favorite song from An American Tale called Somewhere Out There.
A mouse sang this.
Yes, a mouse sang this. Mice and Friends.
Yeah, baby.
Somewhere out there from an American tale, it's 80s night on the Protagonist Jazz Party, 91.7 FM. That was Greg Norris over there on beautiful solo there now.
That song makes me wish I was young and still believed in mice.
That's just crazy. Here's the deal. The deal is, I think a lot of us who listen to 91.7 and a lot of us who are into jazz are guilty, in my opinion, of thinking that the golden age is over and that there's no stuff that was written after about 1950, really, that was any good. All this stuff from the, like, 30s to the 50s.
And we were glad about it.
Man, that's just not true. There's stuff being written that's right now that's going to be considered absolute classics in 15 or 20 or 30.
Like, for example, Baby's Got Back would be a long
exactly.
lasting.
Baby's Got Back, exactly. Beautiful, man.
Yeah, yeah. That would be a.
Hey, let's do Michael Jackson's Thriller, man. Just
thank you.
It's Thriller Night. It's actually, it's 80s Night on 91.7, the Protagonist Jazz Party. We come to you every Tuesday night with shows sometimes like this one, live shows where we're just kind of playing to our heart's delight, playing some 80s music for you here with Darren Cooper on drums, Greg Norris on bass,
Greg on piano.
That's another hour of the Protagonist Jazz Party. Hope you enjoyed 80s Night on KRTU 91.7 FM and, of course, KRTU.org, where you can hear us every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. KRTU.org. It's the Protagonist Jazz Party. Until next time, see you later.